Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with EPA Director of the Office of Acquisition Management, Judy Davis. Also joining us in our conversation is Pete Boyer. Judy, in the last segment, you gave us a good overview of the streamlining activities in your organization. Can you tell us a little bit more about the specific benefits and results that you derived from this?
Sure. Actually, if I can brag about that a little bit, we've all heard the trite phrase, doing more with less. I mentioned that I have roughly 250 staff in my immediate shop. We used to have over 300 staff, and that was only 6 or 7 years ago. We had over 300 staff. Today, we have about 250. We are still obligating $1.3 billion every year. We are still awarding roughly 120,000 contract actions every year. And that doesn't account for the new initiatives that we've taken on in addition to our normal everyday business. Concomitantly, we've had a tremendous improvement in our customer service satisfaction rate, while the dissatisfaction rate has gone down. And equally importantly, our employee morale has dramatically increased, which is very rare in times when your staff levels are being reduced. So I think that speaks volumes for how well our streamlining initiatives have paid off for the agency.
Judy, what is strategic sourcing? It's something we hear a lot about. And what impact does this have on your office?
Strategic sourcing is a structured process that uses historical experience to buy certain goods or services and leverage that experience. An example would be volume buying. The ultimate goal of strategic sourcing is to reduce the cost to taxpayers. At EPA, we have a head start on strategic sourcing. OMB has asked each department or agency to identify three commodities that would be good candidates for strategic sourcing and to make it happen. The three commodities we selected are green office supplies. Green meaning environmentally friendly, not the color green. Recycling and disposal services for IT equipment, and lab supplies. The first two are ones that we were already doing, and that's why I say we have a head start at EPA. We were already doing strategic sourcing for the first two areas. We have a green BPA. BPA is a blanket purchase agreement, which is one of those umbrella vehicles I mentioned. And that green BPA is the first of its kind in government, and we have made it mandatory since May of last year. What it means is everybody buys office supplies, and so we are EPA, and so we concluded that it'd be a really good idea if EPA buys green office supplies. So that's a way of leveraging the buying for the entire agency into one vehicle and having some reducing the footprint, the environmental footprint on the country as well. Our REED services is also an award-winning contract. It stands for Recycling the Electronic and Asset Disposition. It's a fancy way of saying recycling IT equipment. And the REED services is something we were already doing for the disposal services for IT equipment around the federal government. So those are two that we were already doing that meet the criteria for strategic sourcing. The third one is lab supplies. It's no secret that EPA has a lot of labs around the country, and we buy a lot of lab supplies. So we thought that'd be a really, really good candidate as well. That one we're not so far along on. We just established something called a commodity council for the lab supplies. And what we're doing there is we're beginning the process of the spend analysis, which is one of the part of the process for strategic sourcing.
Well, you guys are clearly involved in greening the government procurement. How many other agencies are participating in this?
Actually, in addition to the regulated green procurement programs that have evolved from executive orders for all agencies, we have these two landmark vehicles that I mentioned, the REED services and the green BPA. The green BPA right now is just for our agency, the EPA. It is, by the way, did I mention it's an award-winning contract as well?
Yes, you did mention that.
It won the 2005 White House Closing the Circle Award, which is a very prestigious award. The Closing the Circle is symbolic of recycling, and it's a very prestigious award in the world of green. OMB is actually using, right now it's just an EPA, but OMB is actually using our green BPA as a benchmark to promote green buying throughout the federal government under the Strategic Sourcing Initiative. The REED services, which is the other one that I mentioned, we're also very excited about that one. In fact, I could take all day and talk about REED services if you want to, so you may have to cut me short on time for that one. But it is also the first of its kind in government, and we're excited about that one for a number of reasons. First of all, just the way it evolved. The normal process to get a government contract is a program office comes to the contracting office and says, I have a requirement. Will you please buy this for me? This one actually was the brainchild of the contracting shop. We said we want to do something to promote green. That's part of our linking with the mission. And so we in the contracting shop said, you know what? There is a market here to recycle IT equipment in an environmentally friendly way, so why don't we do that? We went to the program shops and solicited their help. So that's one reason we're very proud of that, because it's not the normal model for how our contracts evolve. Another reason we're very proud of it is because this is the first GWAC, government-wide acquisition contract, that EPA has ever had. And that's significant because the first hurdle we had to jump through to get it was to get OMB authority. OMB retains authority and issues authority to do the government-wide contracts. That took us about a year, but OMB thought it was a very good idea and gave us the authority in March of 2004. By the end of that year, we had 7 contracts awarded to small businesses. And at this point in time, the REED services contract is widely used within EPA, and we're just starting to branch out to other agencies. We've had an order from FEMA, Department of Education, to name the first couple agencies that are on board with that. 2005 was the first year we ramped up. We recycled around 300 pallets of IT equipment in 2005. A pallet is a 4x4 cube, which weighs approximately 10,000 pounds each. So this is a way that we contracting types have been able to impact the mission and serve the mission of EPA.
What does the future hold for the EPA? We will ask Director of the Office of Acquisition Management, Judy Davis, to discuss this with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.